98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach with the best mix in the morning show and your Coast Social Network on the air, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Wednesday morning, we talk with our friends at Berrien Community Foundation, and that is where Susan Matheny is the program director. And we're also speaking this morning with Michelle Hannon, the secretary of the New Buffalo Area Recreational Authority. And we are speaking this morning about the William J. Deputy Grant winners. So, Susan, can you talk to us a bit about Bill Deputy and what he did around Southwest Michigan?
Good morning. Yes, I would love to talk about Bill Deputy. Bill Deputy, or William Deputy, he was really a leader in New Buffalo and the Harbor Country area. You know, Bill, he was a member of the New Buffalo Yacht Club, the New Buffalo Harbor Commission, and he really was just a quiet philanthropist who cared about the growth of his community and the people who live there. So, you know, and especially Bill, like, he loved the waterfront, and they have a lot of beautiful waterfront over there. And, you know, and he really just wanted to support projects that benefit all of the communities of Harbor Country. So when he passed in 2008, he left a legacy gift to the community that continues to support it today.
And can you tell us a bit about that legacy gift? Because it was pretty impactful.
It really was. Well, and first, let me go backwards and just kind of make sure everyone knows what a legacy gift is. So, you know, with Berrien Community Foundation, of course, our goals are for helping, you know, needs in the community, you know, meet resources in the community. And a legacy gift is one way that that happens. We have folks who come to us and they leave us a gift through their will or through their estate. And so while they're still alive, we work within, you know, with them to create their own charitable legacy, the way that they want them to be created to accomplish their charitable goals and the way they want their dollars to be spent after they pass. And for Bill Deputy, he really wanted a charitable legacy of supporting Harbor Country. And this is really how he came to have the Deputy Grant. The Deputy Grant's open to municipalities in Harbor Country to apply for projects that benefit the community.
Very nice. And this year, the recipient of the Deputy Grant is, as mentioned, the New Buffalo Recreational Authority. And that's where Michelle Hannon is joining us this morning. And can you tell us a little bit about the project in which Bill Deputy's, fund was used in order to help the New Buffalo area?
Absolutely. For our first project, we set an initiative to install 3 water stations with bottle fillers throughout the New Buffalo area. Receiving this grant pays for 2.5 water stations, which is awesome. We've also applied for another grant through the foundation too, which might get us to the finish line this year, actually. New Buffalo's population can increase by 5 times on a weekend. We've got a lot of visitors here. We want to make hydration easy for them. We're thinking of long distance bikers and runners. We're thinking of people coming up the New Marquette Greenway. You know, imagine coming across the state line into Michigan and there being a water fountain waiting for you. We're thinking about moms at the beach or the park. You don't have to carry all the water. You can just take an empty bottle and fill it. We're hoping this maybe might bring some marathons or long distance recreational events to the area and maybe even expand our trail system if we can add water a little further back.
I'm suddenly a lot thirstier somehow. and I imagine you've probably received some feedback perhaps from the community on this idea and the use of these funds potentially to, again, kind of quench the thirst, if you will.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, we want everybody to have access to water in New Buffalo,
which is abundant in some places, but again, not potable at the moment. So as folks are, of course, diving into Lake Michigan and the Galeen River and other places where it's available, but certainly places where you want them to have it available for drinking. So let's talk about the application process for a moment. Berrien Community Foundation makes it pretty darn simple to get access to funds like this, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we reached out to Susan initially when we wanted to apply for this grant. And not only did she give us quick answers, make it easy for us, but she also suggested another grant that we might be able to apply for. So we were really grateful for that information, and we did apply for that grant as well. The actual application itself, I mean, once I had the information from the group, it took me maybe an hour to type it up. It didn't take long, and it was super easy to submit. Very smooth. I had no problems at any point.
Just think of that. An hour to impact an entire community. That's time well spent. That's pretty awesome. So that is a great story. And Michelle, thank you for being able to tell us about that. And hopefully, again, that impact continues throughout the New Buffalo area. You know, Susan, if folks are hearing this and they're saying, I think I have an idea for a legacy gift similar to what William J. Deputy has provided for, you know, his community in the Harbor Country area. And maybe I have a thought or an idea. How do I get a hold of the Bering Community Foundation staff? They can pretty much pick up the phone, send an email, and start a conversation about things like this.
Absolutely. This grant and all the other deputy grants we've made each year are made possible by that life and gift from Bill Deputy, because he loved his community. And we know that there's a lot of folks out there who love their community and want to make an impact forever. And you'd be surprised that how easy it is. So if you want to talk about your dreams for the community and your legacy, you should just give us a call at Bering Community Foundation at 269-983-3304. Or you can visit us and learn a little more at our website at www.beringcommunity.org.
All right, fantastic. We appreciate your time this morning, Michelle Hannon, the Secretary of the New Buffalo Area Recreational Authority, and Susan Matheny is the Program Director at Bering Community Foundation, joining us here on the Coast Social Network, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.